This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
BPAs may cause reproductive problems in both sexes. Senators say that the debt shutdown deal is near, and the NSA collects millions of email addresses globally. Well, tell me something I don't know. Those are a few of the stories we're going to cover in this first segment tonight. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Happy Genocide Day. Only in America, Steve Stars, do we have a bank holiday, mind you, that is to honor a genocidal maniac named Christopher Columbus.
Well, it certainly turned out that way, didn't he? I mean, whatever vision he had for discovering the New World or trade routes to India or all the gold of Monte Cristo or whatever you want to call it, El Dorado. But it didn't turn out good in the long run. So this is Christopher Columbus Day, and I guess he figured that he discovered America because the Indians didn't know it was here, or the American Indians. Wait a minute, I'm using the wrong terminology again. The American Indigenous Natives.
American Native Indian Americans.
Okay, just want to make sure I'm not offending anybody.
Offended me because I know you're a big Redskin fan.
I am. Well, actually, my cousin is an attorney, Oto Pawnee. He does a lot of Indian law, and he will talk about Indians. You've had him on the show before. You know my cousin Paul.
Sure, yep.
Yeah, we've had him on, and I mean, there's a lot of reasons why the people who are the Native Americans could be upset with the broken treaties over the years. But, you know, getting back to Christopher Columbus, you know, I guess the banks took a day off, and that was convenient for the Democrats, because in their meetings they said, look, we got a one deal only thing to offer you Republicans. If you sign on the dotted line, well, you can take it to the bank today only.
But the bank, well, they certainly did not take a break, supposedly, in the District of Columbia.
Yes.
In Washington, Senate leader said Monday, who's that, Harry Reid, that they're close to an agreement to reopen government and avoid an unprecedented U.S. debt default before the Thursday deadline. This is all smoke and mirrors, as far as I can tell, Steve.
Well, you know, it's not actually the first time that the American government or the United States Treasury or whoever you call the people who hold the purse strings going back in times, it's changed, as you know, have defaulted. I mean, in 1933, they actually defaulted on the price of gold. You go back even earlier, there were times when they couldn't pay debts. There was a lot of debt after the Civil War. And during the Civil War, when Lincoln issued the greenbacks, of course, there were a lot of things that have happened over a period of time that it's not like the first monumental time when there's been a default. And as we mentioned, the American Indians and their treaties. How many times have they defaulted on the Native Americans and their treaties? I mean, it's happened over and over and over. But this is a big scare tactic, because right now the whole New World Order has to rely on us selling the next generation into slavery, Bob, so they can keep the banking system running. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, they are going to start running into trouble by the end of this week. They've run out of all their emergency money. They're going to be dipping into Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, veterans benefits, and a whole lot of things if they don't get it settled in fast. People are blaming the Republicans. I don't think it's the Republicans' fault, friends. They gave them the money. They're going to kick the empty can down the road until January now. But the problem is there was the hang-up over Obamacare, and there was no compromise on that, even though the computer system doesn't work. We've spent millions and millions of dollars designing this fraud, and it doesn't work. But anyhow, I'm rambling, Bob. I'm just saying that this is not the first time the country has defaulted. They make it sound like that. It's just, what, the 18th time, 17th time it's gone into a overdraft situation where the government shut down, and we went through the last things. But what are your impressions, Bob, over the last weekend? I mean, what do you think of the government shutdown? Was it used to penalize the American people, or to create a political scandal, or pressure folks?
I think it was feeding into the left-right paradigm, for one.
Yeah.
Which is great, any opportunity they have to do so. The divide-and-conquer tactics are the same. And I think it's perhaps setting us up for an incremental collapse. This is more subliminal step, if you will, to the all-out collapse, because this system that we live under cannot continue. At some point, that hole is going to be dug too deep where we can't get out. We can't get out of it already, perhaps.
I mean, there's no way you're going to get out of it. Well, actually, you know, we can pay the debt service, you know what I mean? But it's going to be a long time, and you're going to have to restore the economy quite a bit to ever dig out of what we owe. It's like if you owe, say, $1,000 and you only got $200 or $300, and the bank says, well, we'll let you pay the debt or the interest on that loan. You're not going to get out of it, but we'll let you get away with paying maybe $100 just to pay the interest. Of course, you know, most interest at the beginning of the loan is much higher than that. But they'll say, well, you can just pay the ongoing interest to keep the loan open. And we can pay for that. But we can't ever dig out of the real debt, because it's now way up there, $16 trillion, something like that, $17 actually. And we're not going to ever get out of that, friends, and anytime soon. So your kids and your you know, the children that you have are going to be carrying this debt for the next 50 to 100 years if you want to legitimately talk about trying to pay it off at the rate we're going.
Right. Well, Steve, to segue here from that to a couple other stories, but I want to get to the NSA is very active, of course, and the lamestream media continues to report things that you and I and everybody else listening pretty much already knew. The NSA collects millions of email address books globally, and it's not just here in the States, but it's abroad as well. The NSA is harvesting hundreds of millions of contact lists from personal emails and instant messaging accounts from around the world, many of them belonging to Americans, according to a senior intelligence official, and top secret documents provided by, yep, that's right, good old Ed the Snowman Snowden.
Yep.
And by the way, we were coming up with Christmas songs with different themes.
Edward the Snowden.
Edward Snowden had a bunch of NSA leaks. What were some of the other ones we came up with?
On all kinds of wiki tweaks.
Yeah, I was on a car ride with a buddy of mine, and we were coming up with different songs.
Well, you know, I heard
drone attacks, droning all the way.
Yeah, that's good for.
Or how about this one? They're checking the list. They're checking it twice. The NSA knows if you're naughty or nice.
Yeah, there you go.
They're spying on you at your town. I don't know.
Yep, martial law is coming to town. Now,
I like that. Yeah.
It is a very serious issue, of course. And, you know, people have said, well, what is Snowden? You know, I mean, he's got the background in the CIA. He was kind of malcontent. I mean, what big deal does it make? Well, the fact is, he provided the documentation and proof of PRISM, Okay, it wasn't just what we didn't already all know. We all knew this was already going on. But this really starts nailing it down and shows you that you have the paper trail of criminal activity here. And that's where it really starts to stick.
Yeah.
And it's affecting people like the leaders of Brazil and Mexico and in Europe who are saying, look, you know, you guys are using this to control markets. You're using this to control political activity in our country. You're way outside your bounds. I mean, so there are people all over the world who are objecting to the spy in the eye and the eye in the spy sky or whatever you want to call it, the NSA.
The eye in the pyramid for that matter. Rather than targeting individual users, Steve, the NSA is gathering a contact list in large numbers that amount to a sizable fraction of the world's email and instant messaging accounts. Listen to this. Daily, the NSA is intaking over 250 million emails.
The Bob Justin Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, Steve, tomorrow night I might be a little bit late to the show. I'm going to try to make it on time because we have a guest coming on from SaneVax.org. SaneVax.org. They've done a tremendous amount of work exposing the dangers of the HPV vaccines and Gardasil and so on and so forth. A great website, a great group of researchers, and we'll be talking with them tomorrow night. But I might be a little late, and that is because Noam Chomsky, and I've been spelling it with a G-N-O-M-E, G-N-O-M-E. Noam Chomsky, one of the world's most recognized political activists, linguists, and philosophers, will speak at 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the University of Florida. The event is free, but the Phillips Center, the venue, is asking people get their tickets ahead of time to manage the headcount. I got my tickets. Cool. I'm ready to go. They are hosting Chomsky to commemorate the 20th anniversary of a local institution called the Civic Media Center. The CMC, Civic Media Center, is paying for his trip and the rental of the venue. The Civic Media Center, for those who don't know, and I guess most of my listeners are not local, so I'll explain it to them, Steve. The CMC.
Okay.
It is a supposed free speech library that offers political activism. They host talks. They have a lot of supposed alternative media. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's a big crock. Joe Korter, the co-founder of the CMC, has been somebody that I've clashed with in this community for many, many years now, to the point where Steve, when he sees me and he sees me coming, he tries to avoid me. But if I actually talk to him like I did about this event, he starts to get this twitch. I mean, it's a twitch that I don't see him with unless he's confronted with me. And why do I confront this alternative media venue and library? It's because they're a bunch of socialists and gatekeepers that could care less about the truth. We've presented 9/11 materials to them many, many times, going back years ago now, folks. Still to this day, they negate the information provided. And a big part of that negation is, at least in theory, sponsored by Noam Chomsky. Joe Korter says Chomsky was in Gainesville to give his first speech at the University of Florida in 93, the same day that they opened their doors. CMC invited Chomsky back for its 10th anniversary, and 6,000 people came to hear him speak. Wow, 6,000 people. I'm going to have to hustle with a big crowd there tomorrow, Steve. The Phillips Center has advanced tickets available for free, but they repeated themselves in this article. That was poor writing. So, the question for the listeners, Steve, what should I ask him? I asked last week, and I'll continue to ask it today. I kind of got my question in mind. But I'd love for you to help me out here. If you were to have to confront this guy, Noam Chomsky, who has done a great disservice to this country, gatekeeping the information in regards to 9/11 is the biggie in my mind, what would you ask him? What would you say? I hope, if all goes well, to have it recorded, and it will be up on my YouTube channel no later than Wednesday. And I'll give you an update tomorrow on the show as well as to how it went. But for now, if you care to contribute, and I just might ask the question that you have in mind, feel free to call me, 800-313-9443. We'll keep the phone lines open on that and anything else. We've got a bunch of stories to get to still. But if you would like to join us and you would like to contribute to my encounter with Noam, that's G-O-N-O-M-E as far as I'm concerned, Chomsky, call us up, 800-313-9443. All right, Steve. Well, we'll wait for a few calls on that before we revisit it in any greater detail.
Let's go to a story now, though, Steve. A health story. You ready?
I'm ready.
Two new studies presented at the American Society of Reproductive Medicine's annual meeting may add more weight to the idea that the reproductive health of both sexes can be affected by the amount of plastic additives, namely BPA. This nasty poison is something that we've avoided now for many years and has changed the hormones of so many people around the world. What's even more disturbing, Steve, is that much of the baby food in the containers that they're, unless you breastfeed, of course, and then you don't got to worry about it, but much of the baby food, which is soy a lot of the times, another deeply concerning product, mostly GMOs, much of that baby food is in BPA-ridden plastic or whatever. The cans are also BPA-ridden, a lot of cans. Well, folks, let me put this into perspective for you, if you don't mind. I have a thought here. Steve, you tell me what you think, and then we'll get to the phone lines. There is a plan to depopulate the planet. Is there not, Steve? Would you agree with that premise?
Well, absolutely. We know that's very true. We know that they're conducting all kinds of eugenics programs all over the world, have been virtually for over 100 years now. So, I mean, even longer. It goes way back in history, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's fairly well established. And if you're a new listener, keep on listening because you'll see again and again examples of that. Well, let's say you were to subscribe, to that agenda to depopulate. Let's say you call yourself a eugenicist, perhaps like Bill and Melinda Gates or Rockefeller or Rothschild or whomever. We had Prince Philip a while back, King Philip rather, say that when he dies he wants to be returned to this planet as a nasty virus so he could help depopulate. Okay? Depopulate. That is his stated desire. This isn't out of my mouth. That's his mouth. Look up the quote. Let's say you're one of these sickos. Don't you think that having BPA in our food supply would be something they would smile upon, considering that we've seen its effect, and now two studies again at the American Society for Reproductive Medicine shows that this diminishes your ability to reproduce. The most basic function, and people can't even make babies anymore. It's very scary. Folks, newsflash, this is by design. Whether you like it or not, whether you think it sounds all warm and gushy or not, or you think it's outside of your consciousness, it's within theirs. And all the companies that use these products, yeah, they're not in on it, every worker, every employee, but they know that this feeds into the slow kill eugenics campaign. They want people to be not able to reproduce and to die slowly, early.
Very ugly.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Open at 800-313-9443. Steve, there's a sheriff in our state here of Florida, in Liberty County, Florida, to be precise, that has been ousted by the state attorney. And this is an example of a state government that has gone beyond their boundary. And this sheriff, an oath keeper, his name is Sheriff Finch, is somebody that should not have been ousted, should not have had the state attorney arrest him in his own jurisdiction, and has been nonetheless, and they're not doing anything about it. The governor has not helped to reinstate him, and it is an issue that we will be covering in great detail coming up at the end of this week. And speaking of this sort of, you know, oath keeper being persecuted against, we're going to be having none other than the founder of the Oath Keeper Group,
Stuart Rhodes coming on either this week or next week to give us an update of what they're up to. And that should be a lot of fun to have Stuart Rhodes on. So we're looking forward to that. We're taking your calls on a number of different topics, 800-313-9443. Of course, I still want to get some feedback about what Noam Chomsky should be confronted with, and we'll get to that in just a little bit, and we'll take your calls as well. Let's talk to, who do we got here, Steve? We got Chris. Chris in Las Vegas. What's up, man?
Well, I was just running along with your thought there of meeting Mr. Noam Chomsky and what question to pose. Seems appropriate to me that asking him which specific god would have chose this group of murderous, rapacious, incestuous, homosexual pedophiles to be the rulers over the rest of the world.
Well, I think they chose themselves, Chris. And I mean, they're
self-proclaimed gods, at least in their own minds.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly agree with that concept, that deeming yourself having the powers of a god is a convenient ruse to confuse that they adopt frequently and perpetually, kind of like these black-robed Satanists that sit on these benches of these courts that determine what rights men have or don't have. They're just as delusional as the rest of these committed maniacs.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be a thing called the Republic, which held these people in check, and I don't know if you ever looked up that word and what it meant, and I know you do. I'm just being, you know, facetious, but the reality is we've gotten away from our law, away from our foundation, away from our constitutional government, away from our rights, our Bill of Rights, and we've become this kind of a socialistic corporation. That's what we are today. You know, and people just do what they want to do. And we're doing all we can to remind folks that we have to return sometime to sanity, and we're working very hard at doing that in a peaceful manner, even though sometimes tempers flare and people get out of touch with, you know, their losing of emotions on these issues, and that's sort of the situation in my estimation. And is that kind of the way you see it, Chris?
Well, absolutely. Our law of the land, which is the Creator's law, has been hijacked. We've been hoodwinked, hornswoggled, and usurpated out of our common law of the land. It's been replaced with this foreign form of Talmudic legal sleaze, or law of the sea mercenary, disguised as sea merchants and law merchants, who have undermined the republic government, replaced it with demonocracy.
Hey, I like that. Good. I'm gonna steal that, Chris.
We're gonna hire Chris. Chris is going to be our adjective guy from now on. We're gonna get a guy. Yeah, he's got all these adjectives.
Right, Chris. Well, thank you for that contribution, buddy. Appreciate it.
He certainly strung him up there, didn't he? I mean, that was a guy. He has a clothesline of adjectives that really work. I mean, he just called.
He ought to be the host of the Bob Tuscan Show.
Well,
let's go to Ken in Fort Worth. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, I'm going to steal everything he said.
All right.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Hey, this last Thursday, I was trying to catch my bus here in Fort Worth at the Worthington Hotel, and
what
two
happened?
Rows of motorcycle cops pull up there, and then five black SUVs pulled in there, and I understand.
Hold on. Let me guess. Clinton or Bush?
He was, I guess, some guy come in from Israel, probably looking for his aircraft or checking on him, because they built them over here in town, you know. But anyway, I had to be standing waiting for the bus. They all pulled right in front of me to the portal there.
And don't tell me they stopped and rolled down the window and offered you a ride and lunch?
No, but I sat and counted them as they went by. There was five black U.S. SUVs. The U.S. government lets them use them, or they, you know, whatever.
How did you know it was an Israeli official of some sort?
That's what I'm hearing. And guess what they served them for lunch? Ham.
Okay, yeah.
That's kosher.
but anyway, that's what I heard. Now, if you want to hunt Fort Worth, Texas, Israel, I think there's a story out there pop up, you know. I don't think it's widely known, but I stand and watch them come past me. That's why I'm telling you about it.
All right. Interesting. Israeli Defense Minister visits Lockheed Martin in Fort Worth. Interesting.
Yeah, more than likely that's what the
way Moshe Ya'olon calls the F-35 a cornerstone in the building of the Air Force and Army. Israel plans to buy 19 of the aircraft from the Fort Worth facility.
Earlier in the week, Yilan visited Washington and met with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Other four nations that have committed to buy the F-35 are the Netherlands, Australia, Britain, Italy, Japan, and Norway. Lockheed Martin has nearly 10,000 workers involved in the program. And, yeah, that's the story. Interesting.
Good, good. Hey, you know, you got this commercial on here. What would that guy just say? What, you know, it's a contract, stuff like that?
Yeah, we actually interviewed those guys on the show.
Okay, anyway, I'm going to make you a point. My wife is getting bills for taxes on an empty lot and cleanup work, and I write on top of this is not a contract. I don't take part in sustainable development. I don't live in an urban village. This is not me. Return to sender. I'm not a fiction. I'm in a corporation. I don't live in a zone. Don't live in a metro. I live in a republic, and mankind, Moon is not my boss. And I mail it back to him. I must have sent back a dozen of them.
How's that working for you?
So far, as long as I mail them back, they don't say nothing.
Okay.
But I want to give you a suggestion what you can do, like the guy was talking, is a suggestion what you can do, because that's what I'm doing. Everything's in contracts.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Ken. We'll have to try that.
Yeah, keep us up with that. Let's find out if anything happens.
All right. Let's go to Wally now. Hello, Wally.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Bob. I've got your question for Noel Chomsky.
Oh, great. Thank you. I hope this is a good one.
Okay. One word. Why?
Oh, yeah. I figured that was it.
And just let him run.
Why? Do you mean that why did Noam Chomsky, who was a great advocate for common sense in the Vietnam era, become something
don't
different
qualify.
Today? What?
Don't qualify the question. Just ask him why, and then let him go with it.
As much as that would be fun, I would like to ask him something that will put him on the spot and make him be forced to answer what he really thinks about whatever topic it may be.
Exactly. Bob, you've got a young baby. And before too long, he's going to be 2 years old. He's going to get into things, and you're going to tell him he shouldn't do that. He's going to ask you why.
I can't wait for that because you know when my parents used to say that to me, and I'd say, or rather, I used to say that to my parents, and I used to say why, and they said because I said so.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
There is nothing worse than that logic. Nothing.
Exactly.
There's nothing. And I hope that I will have enough common sense and critical thinking to say, not because I said so, because that right there is the beginning of brainwashing people to submit to authority, the appeal to authority. It's a logical fallacy in its very essence. And that's the first logical fallacy that many of us are taught. And I hope to break that cycle that my parents put on me. So interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's always good to have an explanation if you're going to tell somebody something. But
yeah, but an explanation because I said so never ever sat well with me. Let's apply that to, why did guys with box cutters take down the buildings? Because they said so. You know, why is the Federal Reserve the greatest thing since sliced bread? Because he said so. You know, it never sat well with me. So as a parent, I'd like to say, not because I said so, but because this is the logic involved. Wally, go ahead. Did we lose him?
We might have lost
him. All right. Thanks, Wally, for the call. Great idea. More calls on the other side, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send.
All right, we're gonna take more phone calls in just a second, but Steve, we gotta talk about the vets for a moment.
Yeah, there was quite a display there. And I actually made network news, of course, and you know, just listening to the people on the ground. We're going to be talking a little bit more about that, and hopefully this week we're hoping to get Stuart Rhodes to talk about it a little bit. He was there, as I understand, and a lot of other people were there. And surprising things, in some cases, the police were actually very helpful. They sympathize. They understand there's some problems here, trying to keep this, this confrontation peaceful, which is what everybody wanted to do, but there were some troubles as well, of course, as there always will be in these kinds of instances. But, you know, we want to hear from the vets or people who were there or people who, feel something about this whole cause concerning, being blockaded out of memorials, the tremendous disparity of what's happened to a lot of our veterans over here. And I know a few of them. I am not a vet. I come from a family. My dad was in the Marine Corps, of course, and you know what it's like to have a Marine Corps officer for a dad. I had a lot of respect for my dad. I disagreed with him a lot of times, too. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for people who have served, and I think we've treated them atrociously in this country, to be really honest with you. And we'll be talking a little bit about that, and if you're out there and you're one of those, we were asking questions about what would you ask Noam Chomsky if you had an opportunity. I think I'd ask him about Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning and the recent WikiLeaks whistleblowers, if you like, who've been talking about what's been going on with the NSA, an international abridgment of people's privacies. It's not just in the United States, which is clearly outlawed by the Fourth Amendment. And people say, well, I don't care what if they spy on me. I've got nothing to hide. Yeah, well, you're the person that should be concerned, because if you've got nothing to hide, they don't need to be looking, do they? In the old days...
I hate that reasoning. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a
complete cop-out is what it is, because the reality is the Fourth Amendment is designed to protect people who have nothing to hide from intrusion. If you had something to hide and you could go before a judge and swear upon oath on what things were to be seized and the persons and places and things, and the judge decided, okay, this is a sworn affidavit, this is what you're looking for, I'll give you a bench warrant, you can go ask them and you can search the place. Those are the people who have something to hide. But people who have nothing to hide shouldn't be spied on, and it shouldn't be agreed to unless there's an actual law that's being broken, or you know, you're building nuclear triggers in your basement, or some reason exactly. That's justifiable. I mean, there's nothing that would stop police from investigating someone who's legitimately got a problem, and there's enough information out there for you know, a judge to decide, yes, under sworn oath and affidavit, I will grant this warrant. That's all we're asking. And so people who say, well, I've got nothing to hide, I trust the government, will never do anything. Well, they do that all the time. They plant evidence on people, friends. You're the person who needs to stand up for the Fourth Amendment more than anybody, because you do have nothing to hide. And
all right, Steve, let's go back to the phone lines and
okay,
talk with Kent. Hello, Kent.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? Yeah. After we were talking last week about Chomsky, and I actually found a little two-minute video on YouTube. Now, it's dated 1st of November 2010, and it's on Press TV, but it's, I don't know, it's, you know, I don't know when the date of it is. This guy is just so pathetic. It's got a little logo up on top. It says reopen911.info. And he's jabbering on about how the attack, 9/11 attack, we shouldn't have bombed them because they weren't, you know, there was no evidence that what's his name over there in Afghanistan had done it, but it actually might have been planned, but it was executed was from the United Arab Emirates in Germany. You remember they had that old ruse about they had somebody in Germany and all over the place, and this guy, for all is supposedly the greatest intellectual in the world, and this is the biggest load of garbage, pathetic-looking dude. I swear to God, you ought to see it. But I would just ask him, does he really believe this? And just who is he covering up for? And, you know, in 9/11, you know. And, you know, we talked last week about he knows all about false flags, Israel's involvement in false flags. And just who is he covering up for by denying that 9/11
is false flag? That's a great question. And I plan to ask him something along those lines. I was thinking about bringing up that paper you quoted last week. And, yeah, well, we'll ask him something good. So, Kent, stay tuned, man. Thanks for all your contribution to this.
Do you want the link to this video? You probably know about it. You ought to see it.
Will you email it to me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com? Yeah.
Bobtuskinshow@gmail.com?
Yep.
I'll do that.
Good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right.
Let's talk with Lou in Canada. Hello, Lou.
Just in contrast to your last caller, I'll come down on the side of Chomsky. For a gentleman that's written over 100 books, he is one of the few voices left out there that I think really speaks truth to power. I don't know his reasons for his position on 9/11, but he's certainly spoken extensively and at length of the repercussions of 9/11, and more importantly, on the aspects of American imperialism around the world and the effects that it's had. And he goes back a long, long way. So to paint him with one brush based on one issue, I think is perhaps a little unfair, given the body of work that he's produced and is still producing.
Okay, well, that being said, Lou, what would you ask him?
What would I ask him? I haven't got a clue, frankly. Haven't given that any thought. But I just think that given what he stands for and what he's consistently stood for and remains standing for with respect to our liberties and the effects of the power of governments over ordinary citizens, etc. I mean, he's spoken extensively. This is all he's spoken of for all of his career. So I would say, yeah, think of a good question. I would be very interested to know why he maintains a position. I frankly haven't heard a public statement on, that he, believes the official report to the letter. I don't know. I just don't know. I wouldn't know how to pose the question to him.
All right. But, fair enough. I appreciate that perspective, Lou. I think he should, regardless of if he's good on a number of different other topics, he should be held accountable for his dropping of the ball on 9/11, because he is responsible for many out there not getting this. And that's what I've seen. I've seen many people who are otherwise pretty good critical thinkers, well, I shouldn't say that, but otherwise fairly anti-war and anti-establishment and all that good stuff. Because of Noam Chomsky, they for whatever reason, have a big gap when it comes to 9/11. And that right there is a very important issue, because as you know, it is the beginning of much of the, past 13 years that we've seen of government spying, on never-ending wars, our geopolitical nightmare. It's all... on some level has to do with 9/11. Now, this agenda goes beyond 9/11 and was created before 9/11, don't get me wrong, but 9/11 is a big piece of the puzzle here, and for him to drop the ball on that, that's pretty disturbing. And if he's such a great thinker, why? Why would he negate the evidence presented when you look at the collapse of Building 7? Why would he negate these things? So I think we should hold him accountable for that, regardless if you think he's good on other things, you know. That's fine. That's fair enough. I appreciate that, Lou. Thanks again. Folks, coming up next hour. Steve, you ready for this?
I am ready.
We have a bunch of stories to get to, but one of the things we're going to do is talk about the 22 reasons to be concerned about the U.S. economy as we head into the holiday season. We'll talk about that. We'll also tell you about how radiation experts confirm polonium on Arafat clothing. We'll tell you what that means in Israel's role in the assassination of Yasser Arafat. We'll also tell you about the Army's $5 billion new uniform already being replaced 8 years after spending $5 billion on a heavily criticized universal camouflage pattern. And last but not least, along with many other stories, we'll tell you about how police in Florida, in a Florida suburb, make millions from drug sting operations. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.